AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Minneapolis, the emergency room doctor who pronounced George Floyd dead testified he theorized at the time Floyd's heart most likely stopped because of a lack of oxygen. He suffocated. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo testified about placing someone in custody.
We have a duty of care. And so when someone is in our custody, regardless if they're a suspect, we have an obligation to make sure that we provide for their care.
The defense argues former officer Derek Chauvin did what he was trained to do, and Floyd's use of illegal drugs and health conditions caused his death. The CDC is reporting a spike in coronavirus cases among young adults. The Norwegian Cruise Line is asking for permission to resume trips from U.S. ports July 4th.
The CDC has blocked cruise ships from U.S. ports since last spring, but has a conditional plan to allow them back in, without specifying when. In a letter to CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings says it wants to start U.S. sailing again at 60% of capacity, rising to full capacity in September. It says it'll require passengers and crew to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 at least 2 weeks before sailing. The company says its precautions go well beyond those taken by airlines, hotels, and others in the travel and leisure industry that have already reopened. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell responded to President Biden's claim a new bill in Georgia limits black voting.
It's simply not true.
Major League Baseball is moving the All-Star game from Atlanta because of the voting bill, and companies have reacted.
My advice to the corporate CEOs of America is to stay out of politics.
A police official tells the AP the Capitol police officer killed last week was not stabbed, slashed, or shot. This is AP News. The men's college basketball title is on the line tonight in Indianapolis. Number 1 seed Gonzaga plays number 2 seed Baylor. Gonzaga goes into the game undefeated this season. Larry Bird's Indiana State team was the last to do it in 1979. Gonzaga's Jalen Suggs is ready to go.
It's going to be a dogfight, man. There's no other way to put it. We're going to go at them. It's going to be a game of runs. And it's going to be a battle.
Baylor and Gonzaga were supposed to play in December, and because of the virus, that game was canceled. Baylor's Davion Mitchell prefers this opportunity.
We're really excited. We are fired up. I mean, we didn't get to play this in December, but like I said, in December, everything happens for a reason. I mean, now we get to see them as they play their best basketball, and we play our best basketball, so it's going to be a really fun game.
Both Gonzaga and Baylor have been 1-2 in the AP Men's College Basketball Top 25 in the poll most of the season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.